弟兄姊妹，这个是主耶稣基督为世人来到是倾尽，让我们带着一个感恩的心一起来到是领受。亲爱主耶稣，我们再一次的多谢你，你让我们一起来到是领用这个的圣餐，再次纪念主耶稣你做在我们生命上的作为，你叫我们因着信靠你得着救恩。主，我们再一次多谢你的恩典，我们确实这个的救恩只有是从你而来，因为圣经清清楚楚告诉我们，天上地下除你以外别无拯救，就求你给我们常存爱主你的心，并且我们真的要把这个福音的使命来到为主而活，帮助我们还未认识主的朋友认识我们的恩主，听我们的祈祷，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。今天我们要读的圣经呢，是记载在这个的列王记下，请后面 slide 那个经文是，列王记下第五章一到二十七节，请大家起立。今天的经文呢是稍微长的，如果我们长者如果你是有需要呢，请你是可以坐低啊。咁咧，我就我请我嘅右手边咧就读单数节，左手边咧就读双数节。啊，我哋揾到嘅时候，我哋开始读第一节。阿兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为主为大，因为耶和华曾藉他使阿兰人得胜。他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。他对主母说：巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。
乃曼进去告诉他主人说：以色列国的女子如此如此说。
阿兰王说：你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带银子十他连德、金子六十舍舍客勒、衣裳十套就去了。
且乃曼给以色列王信上说：我打发神仆乃曼去见你，你照着这信就要治好他的大麻风。
以色列王看了信就撕裂衣服说：我岂是神，能使人复活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻迫攻击我呢？
神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王，说：你为什么撕裂衣服呢？我是大人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。乃曼却发怒走了，说：我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇走，治好这大麻风。
乃曼识耶和华阿拉伯和亚以法，岂不是你以色列的祭水更好吗？我在那里沐浴，不得见日光，于是气愤愤地转身去了。
他的仆人进前来对他说：我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做么？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦
但带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收敛仆人的礼物。
耶利沙说：我现在所侍奉永生的耶和华已逝，我必不受。乃曼在三年就他，他也不受。
乃曼说：你若不肯受，请将两驴子屯在土赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献与别神，只献给耶和华。
唯有一件事，愿耶和华饶恕你仆人。我主人进行门庙破坏的事后，我用手擦抹他进入门庙，我也不信。我所做的门庙屈身的事，愿耶和华饶恕我。
以利沙对他说：你可以平平安安地回去，那人就离开他去了，走了不远。
神人以利沙的仆人基哈斯的心里说：我主人不愿从这迦南人那人手里受迦南人的礼物，我只着永生的耶和华起誓，我必跑去追上他，向他要些。
于是基哈斯追赶那人，乃曼看见有人追随，就急忙下车迎着他说：都平安吗？
说：都平安。我主人打发我来说：刚才有两个少年人是先知之门徒，从以法莲山里看见我，请你赐他们一家两个儿子两套衣裳。
乃曼说：请你受以他怜悯，再出三地拯救。便将其他两个银子装在两个口袋里，又将两套衣裳交给两个仆人，他们就
在基哈西前头抬着走。
到了山岗，基哈西从他们手中接过来，放在屋里，打发他们回去。
基哈西进去，站在他主人面前，以利沙问他说：基哈西，你从哪里来呢？
回答说：
仆人没有往哪里去。
耶利沙对他说：那人下车转回迎你的时候，我的心岂不有惧咩？这你受咗银子、衣裳、马甲、马鞍、葡萄园、牛羊、仆婢的时候呢？
因此，乃曼的大麻风必沾染你和你的后裔，直到永远。基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像雪那样白。各位请坐。我们今天很开心，我们有 Pastor James Shaw 萧永辉牧师在我们当中来到全港神的话语。今天他讲的主题呢，就是治愈的沉觅。我们有沙利先母做翻译的。
Brothers and sisters and friends, 早晨。
弟兄姊妹朋友早晨。
That's all the Cantonese I know.
他廣東話好好。
Thank you for reading such a long passage this morning.
多謝大家同我哋一齊讀咁長嘅一段經文。
And there's a special kind of meaning that you get when you look at the whole passage.
因為當你讀完整篇嘅經文嗰陣時候，你會明白更加多。
Many of us are familiar with this passage.
很多人在当中都会听过这段经文，很熟悉。
Some of us have taught our children this passage.
可能你们当中甚至的是曾经教导过你们儿女这段经文。
And sometimes we focus on Naaman.
可能很多时候大家都可能是注重是讲是乃曼那里。
But actually all the characters have something to teach us.
其实这段经文里面所有的人物都是可以教导我们一些功课。
And what makes this historical report so interesting is because this is something that we all think and this is acted out here.
為什麼這個歷史的記載對我們是這麼特別呢？因為其實在每一樣他講的裡面的時候，都會令我們沉思，令到我們可以是直接在生命裡、行為裡面是展現出來的。
Also, I want to apologize. I'm under the weather, so my voice is a little bit low, but I'll try to speak louder as much as I can.
小牧師今天有點不舒服，但他會盡量講大聲一
點。And fortunately, no matter what, at least Sally can repeat what I say properly.
我是重複小牧師所講的。
Okay, Naaman was seeking for a cure, and he was willing to see anybody to cure him.
乃曼在尋覓他的醫治他的病，他是任何的方法他都想是都可以幫他。
And he was looking for a God that can provide him a cure.
其實他是找一個神可以的幫助他去治療他。
But at the end, Naaman discovers that God is the cure.
但是最後乃曼看到的就是神自己本身就是這個治癒。
And what does that mean for us? How does God cure us?
這個對我們有什麼意思呢？其實怎樣神可以幫助治癒我們呢？
We all come to God looking for a cure.
因為我們每個人都要醫治的時候都去神那裡。
We all come to church hoping to find help.
我們來教會裡很多時候都是希望能夠找到的這個的希望。
And we know that worship and help are sometimes connected or somehow connected.
我們發覺很多時候可能是敬拜和幫助都是有連貫性的。
But the beauty of this story is it shows the truth.
但是这个的故事它的美丽的地方呢就是它告诉我们听个真理。
We have a God who helps, and that help causes us to worship.
我们有个神它是帮助我们令到我们可以的去敬拜它。
What that means is the world often thinks if we worship the God, then he'll help us.
很多時世界告訴我們，如果我們敬拜神的時候，神就會幫助我們。
But I want to show you how the search for a cure reveals more about God than there is about Naaman.
但我想告訴大家，這個治癒的尋覓，其實是告訴我們，顯現到神多過關於乃曼的。
So we're going to talk about three things today.
今天我們會講到三樣的事情。
We're going to talk about the nature of the affliction.
我们会讲到这个痛苦的本质。
We're going to talk about the requirement for the cure.
我们会讲到这个治愈的要求。
And then we're going to talk lastly about the provision of the cure.
我们会讲到这个治愈的供应。
So the first, the nature of the affliction.
首先我们讲到这个痛苦的本质是什么呢？
Naaman was convinced that he was sick.
乃曼是肯定的知道自己是病的。
He had leprosy.
因为他有大麻风。
And it's this bacterial infection.
大麻風是細菌的感染。
It affects the skin and also the nervous system.
是影響到佢嘅皮膚同埋佢神經系統。
And if it's not treated, it can cause bodily damage. Even your finger can fall off.
如果唔及時醫治嗰陣時候咧，令到咧佢嘅身體四肢就會受到呢個嘅損毀，甚至咧啲手指咧都可能會甩出嚟。
And in the Old Testament, when leprosy is identified, it's not just a surface illness, a physical illness, but there's a spiritual illness as well.
在舊約嗰陣時候，當佢講到大麻風嗰陣時候咧，唔單止係講到生理上面、身體上面嘅一個疾病，乃係喺心靈上面一個嘅不健全。
God is such a genius in using leprosy as a symbol of a spiritual illness.
神是多麼聰明呢？他用這個大麻風來去比喻我們心靈上、屬靈上面的一個疾病。
Because leprosy is very sneaky.
因為大麻風其實是很奇怪的。
It doesn't start destroying your skin before, until it starts making your hand numb.
因為大麻風是這樣的。當在未有去影響到啲皮膚，你睇到有問題嗰陣時候咧，其實咧係影響到你內在嘅神經。
So you don't feel anything, and then it starts rotting your body.
其實咧係麻木嘅嘅時候，麻木嘅身體，然後心尾咧先會有問題出現，皮膚出現。
And guess what? That's the same as sin for our hearts.
你知唔知道其實係喺我哋嘅心罪都係一樣咁樣咧
？Sin numbs our hearts before it begins to rot our inside.
罪其實是令到我們的心去麻木，之後才會有不同的問題出現。
Now, what's Naaman's spiritual sickness then?
那你說乃曼他心裡面屬靈的惡疾是什麼呢？
What is wrong with Naaman on the inside? And you might say, well, he is part of the Syrian army and he's attacking Israel. And so maybe because he's attacking Israel, God's people, that's his spiritual sickness. But we just read that God used Syria and gave Israel into Syria's hands, and God used Syria for this purpose.
但其實睇到就係聖經好清楚話俾我哋聽，係耶和華藉住佢使亞蘭人得勝，使佢去攻擊以色列人，使佢能夠可以打贏呢啲仗。
The key to understanding Naaman is actually understanding Elisha's servant Gehazi.
當我哋去明白，如果我哋明白到乃曼嗰時，我哋要明白就係以利沙嗰個仆人基哈西。
And at the end, when Elisha talks to Gehazi,
最後當以利沙去同基哈西嘅仆人講嘢嗰時候，
he says basically, is this the time to accept land and wealth and cattle and clothes? No, it's not the time to accept that.
最後以利沙問佢仆人基哈西話：呢個係咪時候你去接受呢啲嘅財富、奴仆、橄欖園、葡萄園、牛羊、牧皮呢？
And then what happens to Gehazi? Elisha says, may the leprosy of Gehazi be upon you.
最後以利沙話咧，佢話。
And immediately, Gehazi was leprous, white like snow.
即刻嘅基哈西嘅皮膚就即刻係大麻風咁嘅雪白。So
from this, we can understand that Naaman's spiritual problem was that he trusted and he worshipped wealth, power, status.
我睇到其實乃曼佢嘅惡習，心裏面嘅惡習係乜嘢咧？其實因為佢係依戀住財富、權力同埋地位。And
God was going to take away all these things so that Naaman would recognize that he has a spiritual problem, not an outside surface problem.
其實神喺呢幕令到乃曼，當佢除去呢啲嘅財富、呢啲嘅權力同埋地位嗰陣時，佢先睇到佢心裏面內心嘅問題。
Naaman is brilliant, and he would be impressive in our time, as well as, of course, during his time as well. He's a brilliant leader that knows how to win people over. Just his presence shows power and prestige.
就係佢嘅出現，佢個威勢都可以令到人哋覺得咧，佢嘅權力同埋嗰個嘅勢力。
He doesn't come over to the king of Israel or to Elisha and just by himself on a donkey.
佢唔係淨係嚟到要揾以色列王或者係以利沙嗰陣時喺個驢同埋一隻驢一齊。
He comes with a company of his army on chariots and on horses.
佢嚟係咩咧？佢帶咗佢嗰啲嘅車馬，佢嗰啲嘅士兵，同埋好多財富。So
he's using the most advanced technology in warfare and paying a visit.
佢喺當時用緊當時最犀利嘅一啲嘅武器、一啲嘅財富去得到呢個人心。It
is like if a military leader in our time came in a million-dollar military helicopter and landed on our grassy field.
就好似一個嘅而家嘅一個嘅軍事嘅領袖，佢帶領一個就係上百萬嘅呢啲嘅軍用嘅呢啲嘅犀利嘅直升機嚟到喺我哋嘅前院嗰度落嘅降落。And
then 15 black SUVs with soldiers armed comes in his company.
或者係有15部嘅呢啲咁黑色嘅SUV喺我哋嘅前面，同埋一啲嘅士兵一齊。
He is so impressive that people see him and they probably want to leave.
人哋見到佢嗰陣時候，可能覺得哇，佢好威勢，可能咧想離開。
Which is why the king of Israel is so shocked when he arrives.
呢個就係點解嗰陣時以色列王見到佢嗰陣時候咁驚恐。
But that isn't enough. Not just that, he comes with a letter from his own king.
唔單止係咁樣，乃曼就係帶住佢亞蘭王嗰個信嚟到以色列王嗰度。
He can get his own king to command other kings to do what he wants。
乃曼可以令佢自己嘅王亞蘭王去控制、去指揮外國嘅王。
That is power。
呢個咧就係權力。
He doesn't even have to say it; it's already written for him by the king。
乃曼唔需要講啲乜嘢，佢只要用亞蘭王嘅信就可以去指揮。
And he knows how to convince people, and he knows how to motivate them. So he brings tons of riches and wealth as a gift for whoever will help him. He doesn't just give them money, he gives them status symbols of clothing.
佢唔單止俾佢哋錢，仲會俾以色列王好精美嘅呢啲禮服。
He's not bringing like underwear and socks to the king. He's bringing tuxedos and gowns and beautiful ceremonial clothes for the king.
佢唔係俾佢一啲嘅好隨便嘅普通嘅內衣服，但係咧佢俾佢其實係好榮華、好富有榮華嘅禮服。
He's very smart. He comes with intimidating power, then he comes with impressive authority, and then he appeals to your own greed by offering you tremendous amount of wealth. He's a genius.
佢非常之精明，佢唔單止係錢財，佢就係知道點樣去點樣去指揮人，有王嘅信，各方面嘅，去令到佢可以得到，可以俾人嘅動力去跟從佢嘅説話。
You can tell from him that he likes to control.
你可以從佢嘅話裡面知道佢好中意控制人。
He likes to manipulate people.
佢好中意支配人。
And he also wants people. He knows. He also wants to make himself look good.
仲有就係佢俾自己就係人哋睇到咧喺人哋面前咧係好好嘅。
He could have just come with a military and said, "Give me what I want."
佢可以就係其實帶好多個軍隊嚟到就話。
He could have just been.Intimidating and said, I'll show you the military and I'll show you the letter from the king. Now you have to do what I want very publicly.
He can convince the Israeli king and the Aram king's letter that there are a lot of soldiers, you have to give me.
But he provides a generous gift to look like it was a good deal.
但係佢俾一啲好大方、好好嘅禮物，令到人哋，令到以色列王覺得咧，呢個係非常好嘅一個嘅交易。
But if he was really generous, he would return the slave girl.
但係如果係真係咁大方、咁好嗰陣時候，佢應該嘅去將呢個嘅俘虜咗嘅以色列女孩咧，係還翻俾以色列人。
He would return this little girl that was kidnapped from Israel, the land that he's visiting right now.
他應該將這個被在打仗裡面被俘虜的這個以色列的小女孩應該是回歸回他自己以色列的家人
This little girl who was taken from her family and now is a slave in his house serving his wife
這個小女孩是在他家人的手中就搶奪出來去到乃曼的家作為他妻子的一個奴僕
So let's make this clear, he is not a generous person
所以其實看到乃曼不是一個很大方的人
He only cares about himself
其實佢只係所關注嘅，即係自己嘅利益。
And that's what makes it so interesting when he encounters Elisha the prophet.
呢個就係令到點解當佢見到以利沙先知嗰陣時候，一個咁有趣嘅一個情景。
And when Naaman's test comes, it comes through Elisha.
但係當乃曼佢嘅試驗，佢嚟到嗰陣時候咧，就係從以利沙嚟嘅。
Despite his best efforts, he doesn't impress Elisha.
無論佢做乜嘢，乃曼都唔會令到以利沙覺得係好佢自己好威水。
He doesn't intimidate Elisha.
佢冇可能嘅恐嚇到以利沙。
He does not have anything to offer to Elisha, the man of God.
因為佢對住神人以利沙係冇乜嘢可以俾到佢。
Elisha's like, I don't work for you.
就好似話我都唔係幫你做嘢嘅。
I don't need cattle and horses and clothes.
以利沙話我都唔係需要呢啲牛羊。
The king of Israel doesn't listen to me. I don't listen to him. Your king even less. I will listen to.
啊，連以色列王我都唔聽佢講，佢又唔聽我講，你嘅亞蘭王更加唔會聽佢講。
And this sets this perfect stage to have this focus on what Naaman's affliction is.
呢個就係乃曼佢嘅痛苦一個問題所在。
His inner problem is a misplaced trust in himself.
乃曼嘅問題就係內心嘅呢個嘅過分自信，將所有嘅信心擺喺自己身上。
And he needs to realize that there is only one true God.
佢要明白嘅只有一個嘅真神。
And that his biggest problem is not his skin problem, it's his spiritual problem.
其實佢根源嘅疾病嘅所在唔係佢嘅皮膚嘅問題，唔係麻風，乃係佢嘅內心嘅惡疾。
So let's look at now the requirement for the cure.
我哋睇下呢個嘅治癒嘅要求係咩咧
？Now, Pastor James, didn't you just say that there was no requirement that God heals first and then there's worship？
啊，小牧師，你唔係話冇要求嘅咩？原來佢追求嗰陣時，神就會醫治佢。
Why is the second point the requirement of the cure？
點解會有要求㗎
？And my point is that good, you're listening and paying attention. Good job.
好啊，如果你係咁問嗰陣時，心裡面咁問，即係話你係聽緊。
That's right. There is a requirement for the cure, but it's not what you think.
係。在这个治愈的过程里面是有要求，但是可能不是你所想的。
Can you imagine Naaman coming up with chariots and horses and money and wealth and guards and these very impressiveness and Elisha in his humble home and he doesn't even come to the door?
你可不可以想象一下，当乃曼同佢嘅车马、同佢嘅侍卫、军官、同佢嘅牛羊、侍婢各方面嚟到嗰阵时候，去到以利沙嗰时，以利沙根本就冇出嚟嘅迎接佢。
Can you imagine in our times if Elisha is living in a one-bedroom condo, a two-bedroom condo? He has a servant, so two-bedroom condo.
你可唔可以想象一下，当好似以利沙好今日嗰阵时，系一个嘅两个卧房嘅一个嘅一个嘅房子里面住？
And loud helicopters are landing in the parking lot, and the windows are shaking.
当呢啲嘅军事嘅呢啲嘅直升机都降落喺佢嘅前门嗰阵时候
，and police cars and sirens and lights are leading a whole 15 SUV black SUVs into the front parking lot.
然后15部呢啲嘅 SUV 车加埋一啲嘅警察咧都嚟到佢嘅前面。
Kids playing in the playground will stop and watch. Like, what's going on?
可能佢都睇到话啊，发生咩事啊
？Right, everyone will grab their phones from the window and start recording on what's going on outside.
周围嘅邻舍可能拎住佢嘅手机咧，可能影下究竟发生咩事咧
？And Elisha doesn't even bother to give Naaman his own personal presence. He just sends his servant.
以利沙根本就唔去俾乃曼任何嘅存在感，佢只系叫佢仆人。
It's like Elijah's servant texts Naaman from outside. Oh, the answer is here.
好似就係以利沙就係仆人就係啊，佢好似用手機話俾佢聽，哦，呢個就係個答案啦。
Of course, Naaman's angry.
所以乃曼就係咁嬲咯。
It says Naaman leaves in a rage.
呢度話到聖經話到乃曼離開嗰陣時係非常之憤怒。
But there's something interesting here.
但係有啲好有趣嘅事情喺度。
Elisha doesn't pretend to not know what's going on.
以利沙冇話到表現到其實佢好似佢唔知發生咩事。
He doesn't go through the process of what do you need or what are you looking for.
以利沙冇問到啊，其實你想要咩咧
？Elisha doesn't say you may believe or you won't believe, but this is what he doesn't say anything. He just gives him the straight answer.
以利沙冇喺度啊，周圍去問佢究竟發生咩事，佢需要啲乜嘢，係直接嘅俾個答案。
Go and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan.
你去約旦河嗰度沐浴七次。
And then you will be clean.
然后跟住你嘅肉就必复原。
This is interesting because Elijah doesn't acknowledge that there's a spiritual illness. What's going on?
呢度好有趣嘅就系因为以利沙冇讲到提到任何关于呢个嘅佢属灵上嘅呢个征战呢个嘅恶疾。
So, like Pastor James, where are you getting this from?
咁你话萧牧师究竟你边度睇到咧
？We'll see.He leaves and he's angry. And he doesn't want to do it.
乃曼好嬲嘅走咗，佢唔想跟住以利沙嘅讲法去做。
He's furious because the rivers by his home, his beautiful mansion, is much cleaner than the Jordan.
因為乃曼覺得就話佢嘅家鄉佢屋企附近嗰啲嘅河比呢個約旦河更加嘅漂亮、更加乾淨。
He has a mansion in Hawaii with crystal clear blue waters。
就好似佢夏威夷嗰度有一個好大嘅豪宅，附近咧係有個好靚嘅一啲嘅水。
And it's like he came all the way over here to New York City, and they told him you have to dip yourself in the Hudson River。
就好似佢由嗰度嚟到呢度紐約嗰陣時話，哦，你喺黑森河嗰度咧，你去。
Before you see the Hudson River, you can smell it from a mile away。
可能咧，你去到黑森嗰個河之前咧，你已經聞到啲味啦。
And so he's offended. He goes, "How can I be clean in this dirty water in this backwards country when I have this clean water in the finest country in the world?"
乃曼心裏面可能就係話，究竟我喺嚟到呢一度呢一個咁鄉村。咁樣個好似好垃圾、唔乾淨嘅河，我點去得到醫一次咧？反而我嘅家鄉唔係更加好咩
？But he does it because his servants love him and they convince him to do it. So he goes, okay, 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 fine, fine. Since I'm here, I'll do it.
乃曼最後係跟住呢個嘅指示去做，係因為佢嘅仆人愛佢，去勸佢，叫佢跟住去做。
And he comes out and he's transformed.
當佢喺河上面上嚟嗰陣時候，佢整個人有改變啦。
He comes out with skin, and the language here is like a little child.
佢喺約旦河沐浴完之後，呢度話到聖經話到話佢肉復原，好似小孩子嘅肉。
Naaman must allow God's work to do its work in his heart.
乃曼係需要神嘅話語喺佢心裏面去作工。
God is not humiliating Naaman because it's fun for God.
神唔係喺度侮辱乃曼，令到佢去信服佢。
Elijah is not trying to make this a fun thing for him.
伊利莎係
for himself.
伊利莎喺度唔係話喺度嘅去玩弄呢個嘅乃曼，令到佢自己好過啲。
We need people like Elisha and Naaman's servants in our life.
我哋喺人生裏面係需要好似以利沙同埋乃曼嘅仆人一樣。
People who can turn our anger away and help us listen to God。
我哋側邊呢啲嘅人可以令到我哋，當我哋憤怒嗰陣時候，當我哋心裏唔舒服嗰陣時候，令到我哋可以平靜落嚟。
If you have those people in your life, treasure them。
如果喺你人生裏面有啲咁嘅人，你應該嘅係珍惜佢哋。
Go take them out to dim sum。
帶佢哋去食點心。
If you don't have those people in your life, be part of community in our church.
如果你人生裏面冇呢啲咁嘅人嗰陣時候，我希望你可以喺我哋嘅教會呢個大家庭裏面。
Find a community group and join it.
可以加入呢啲嘅團契。
But here, for in Naaman's life, Naaman realizes that power and strength, money, prestige, are not to be trusted.
乃曼喺呢度嘅，佢感受到就係話呢啲咁嘅財富、金錢、地位、權力呢一啲嘢，其實都唔係最重要，唔係佢可以把所有嘅信任係擺曬喺嗰度嘅。
These false gods or these idols of Naaman are now totally weak in the face of the true God.
當以前乃曼佢所信任呢啲咁嘅偶像喺神真神嘅面前係完全無力嘅。
And what's required of Naaman?Is that he has to let go of these false gods.
乃曼需要乜嘢咧？佢需要去放棄呢啲嘅偶像，呢啲嘅假神。
And that happens when he actually dips himself in that water in the River Jordan.
乃曼當佢願意喺約旦河喺度沐浴七回嗰陣時，其實佢就係願意咁樣做啦。
And then Naaman is transformed when he comes out of the water.
當乃曼喺個沐浴完之後，喺個約旦河上嚟嗰陣時，佢就有完全嘅改變。
He has no doubt that there is only one true living God.
佢完全冇懷疑，世上只有一位真神。
He's offering gifts because to him they're not worth anything, and maybe Elisha can see this as a token of his appreciation.
佢俾以利沙呢啲嘅禮物，其實係希望能夠。可以即係感謝以利沙俾佢嘅呢個嘅教導嘅醫治。
Elisha rejects it, and he asks for one more thing, and he humbly asks this time, "Can I have some soil? 2 bags of soil, so that I can offer sacrifices to the Lord where I live."
禮曼再次嘅去當以利沙去拒絕啲禮物嗰陣時，禮曼係再好謙卑嘅去揾要求嘅以利沙俾佢有兩袋嘅泥，令到佢可以帶翻佢嘅家鄉嗰度，可以繼續嘅去敬拜神。
He is completely transformed. He says, nothing I have is of value, and I want to bring dirt. Right? Remember, he was like, oh, this river is dirty. Now he wants the dirt so that he can worship God on as if he was on Israel.
以前禮曼是很嚴，要但行這些這樣骯髒的一些泥，但是現在他要求的就是泥，他不是要財富，而是要一些卑微的東西，幫助他去敬拜神。
That is tremendous transformation.
這個是不是一個很大的、很震撼的一個改變呢？
Don't forget, the entire company that he came with is right there as he talks.
要記得的就是當時當他這樣做的時候，他帶來所有的士兵，帶來所有的僕婢，都在旁邊看到了。
He is jeopardizing his status and position.
他其實是令到他的身份、他的地位好像受到影響的。
And he's doing it because it doesn't matter anymore.
他這樣做的時候，因為他覺得是沒有問題、沒有所謂了，現在已經沒有所謂了。
And then he asks this very weird request. He says, I'm going to go to other idols and temples, and when I bow down, it's not my fault, but I'm trying to help my king.
他另外就係、是、亦都係同以利沙講，就係、是、話有一個要求，就係話哦，我當我要去幫我嘅亞蘭王去呢個臨門廟嗰陣時候，希望呢樣嘢唔會神去責備佢。
And some people might look at this and say, "Oh, he's not changed. He's just trying to play both sides."
咁有啲人就話：哦，拉曼其實冇改變啦，佢希望其實兩邊益處都得到㗎。
And this is where the third point comes in about the provision of the cure and why he is transformed.
呢度俾我哋睇到，就係我哋第三點就話呢個自如嘅呢個供應，睇到佢點樣嘅係受改變。
Why is he already planning ahead to ask for forgiveness, doing something that he knows is wrong?
點解禮曼喺都未要去做呢樣去幫同阿蘭王去臨門廟嗰陣時候，佢就首先嘅去講到出嚟，當佢知道佢咁樣做嗰陣時係會係犯罪嘅，係神唔喜悅嘅。
Because now he sees himself as serving God, and all of his life now belongs to God.
And
I know I only have 2 minutes left, but I'm going to try to hit this third point in 2 minutes.
我会很快地讲这件事。
We didn't read this, but in chapter 6, in the middle of chapter 6, we see that the king of Syria wants to...continue to attack the king of Israel.
我哋冇读到嘅经文喺第六章嗰度讲到亚兰王以后咧就会继续嘅去攻击呢个以色列。
And for some reason, Elisha keeps telling the king of Israel where to hide to avoid the king of Syria.
但系咧，好奇怪就系以利沙好多时候咧就知道亚兰王喺边度攻击佢，佢就叫以色列王咧去藏起嚟。
And the king of Syria is furious. How does he know where I am every single time?
亞蘭王就非常之嬲啦。佢就話：以色列王點會知道我喺邊度揾佢咧？究竟我
？And then the servants of the king, the closest servant, says, "Elijah is a prophet of God. He knows what you say, even in your bedroom."
然後跟住呢個王嘅呢個隨從就話：以利沙係其實以色列嘅先知，佢知道所有嘅一切，知道你喺邊一度。
The king of Syria tries to kill Elijah, and he fails.
亞蘭王嘗試嘅去殺以利沙，但係佢失敗。
Not only that, but the whole army is captured, they're fed, and then they're sent home.
但係好奇怪嘅，反而係亞蘭王嘅軍隊，成個軍隊咧係被俘虜起嚟，俾以色列俘虜起嚟嗰陣時候，佢哋仲係去俾嘢佢哋食，以色列嘅軍隊俾嘢佢哋食，令到佢哋冇問題。
And this is what it ends with in the middle of chapter 6. And then.Syria no longer raided Israel ever again.
在第六章的中间嗰阵时啊，就系呢个嘅结果咧，就系因为咁样嗰阵时候，亚兰嘅军队咧就系冇再亚兰王冇再嘅去攻击以色列。
In verse 2, this little girl was one of the people that were kidnapped during these raids of Syria.
在第五章第二節的時候講到這個小女孩就是從以色列那裡被俘虜來的。
This is my theory, is that Naaman was telling Elisha where the armies were going.
這個是我的看法，我覺得是乃曼是告訴以利沙聽這個亞蘭的軍隊是怎樣的去攻擊以色列。
When his spiritual sickness was healed, he finally saw that little servant girl for who she is.
當佢乃曼佢內心屬靈呢個惡疾被醫治嗰陣時，佢終於睇到呢個以色列嘅小女孩嘅需要。
And he made a plan so that no one will experience what that little girl felt ever again.
所以乃曼有計劃就係幫助以色列王，令到冇。再有以色列的細路仔，就以色列人好似咁被俘虜起嚟。
He realized that that little girl trusted in God.
佢知道呢個以色列嘅小女孩係信靠神。
She cried into her pillow all those nights, wondering where God is.
呢個小女孩可能曾經每晚嘅喺度哭泣，問神喺耶和華喺邊度咧。
But in the end, she was able to trust in God to the point where she would help this old man Naaman.
但是最後這個小女孩竟然間去告訴乃曼聽究竟怎麼去得到這個醫治。
She could have said, Naaman's got leprosy, good, I hope he dies, that old goat.
這個小女孩可能可以幸災樂禍，說哦，乃曼得到大麻風，好啊，這樣由得他這樣。
But she is transformed first in her heart.
這個以色列的小女孩，她本身心靈是得到改變。
Power, wealth, status are not her idols.
有地位、權力呢啲嘢唔係佢嘅偶像。
She was outside, but now God used a weak little girl who was a slave to save Israel.
神係用呢個嘅以色列呢個嘅小女孩，呢個咁弱小嘅女孩，令到佢可以嘅去幫助以色列脱離呢一個嘅敵人。
And the story ends with that Syria no longer raided Israel was not an accident.
這個故事在最後的時候講到就是說，當亞蘭的軍隊不再去騷擾以色列，不再去攻擊以色列的時候，這個其實是有一個很特別的地方。
God provides the cure for us in ways that sometimes seem ridiculous.
神供應這個的治癒，有時候在我們人的眼中的時候是非常之是可能不符合一般人的想法的。
Sometimes we doubt that we have any power or any ability to do for God.
很多時候我們心裡面可能說，哦，我們沒有完全沒有任何的能力去權勢或者什麼呢，去幫去服侍神。
But what we know is that we are also saved by someone who is sent out from his people.
但是我們知道是因為神祂自己差派祂的仆人，以致到我們能夠自己得救。
He was sent outside of Jerusalem and executed as a criminal by foreign people.
呢個小女孩就係喺從以色列嗰度出嚟，嚟到呢個嘅外地嘅國家嗰陣時候，令到佢可以行出神嗰個計劃同心意。
He wept, knowing the burden that was going to be on him.
佢知道佢自己嘅，佢都係哭泣，為佢自己嘅處境哭泣。
And he suffered.For the sake that we would be free.
他為了他自己的處境，不是為了他自己的處境傷人，但是他為了受苦的時候是為了我們。
He died a humiliating death on the cross.
他在十字架上受死。
To set us free from sin and death.
令到我們的罪得到赦免。
And he didn't do it reluctantly. He willingly embraced this work that he had to do.
佢唔係唔心甘情願嘅去做，而係佢係非常之心甘情願、願意嘅為到我嘅罪而受死。
And the sooner we realize that we are all like Naaman,
我諗我哋會諗到其實我哋每個人都好似乃瑪一樣。
And the sooner we will realize that approaching Christ will make us new again.
當我哋明白我哋每一個人都好似乃曼一樣，我哋內心有屬靈嘅惡疾嗰陣時候，我就會嚟到耶穌嘅面前。
This little girl forgave Naaman, and Christ has forgiven us.
呢個小女孩原諒乃曼，就好似神原諒我哋一樣。
Christ paid it all for us.
基督為我哋付上一切。
All we have to do is let go of our idols.
我哋需要做嘅就系唔好再追求
embrace his love，
偶像去接受佢嘅爱。
If you're willing to let go of your pride，
如果你愿意嘅去舍弃你嘅骄傲。
If you're willing to let go of your trust in fragile wealth，
当你愿意嘅去放弃你啲咁脆弱嘅爱。
You're willing to let go of your control in your life，
当你愿意嘅放弃你自己嘅控制。
Then you will see that God isn't the one that provides the cure. God is the cure.
你就会睇到唔系神去预备医治俾你，系神本身就系个医治。
When you take that path and you see that Jesus' grace is the cure, you know you're cured because your worship changes.
当你再寻找嗰时，睇到基督佢呢个受死就系呢一个嘅途径，佢得到嘅医治嗰阵时候，你就会得到。
Bring these truths to the deepest parts of your heart.
將呢啲屬靈嘅真理擺喺你嘅心裏面。
And you will experience God's power just as Naaman did.
你就會去感受到神嘅能力，就好似乃曼當日感受到一樣。
So when you pray to God, pray not that God provides the cure, but pray that God is the cure.
當你為自己祈禱嗰陣時候，唔好淨係祈禱就係話神去醫治你，乃係祈禱就係話你明白神自己本身就係你醫治。
You will find God's power.
咁你就會揾到神嘅能力。
Let's pray。
我哋一齊喺度祈禱。
Lord Jesus，
親愛嘅耶穌
，aid us to trust in you，
令我哋可以嚟明白你自己嘅愛。
Aid us to pray to you，
令我去為向你祈禱。
And remind us that the greatest powers of the world cannot compare to the power that you provide through a little girl。
令我哋明白世上所有嘅权力加埋嚟，都唔似得神你自己点样去差派小女孩呢个嘅去帮助我哋嘅能力。
Amaze us with your goodness and your love。
求神你俾我哋即系心里面有善良，有爱。
Build our trust on your care。
令我哋建立我哋嘅信心喺你自己嘅恩典里面。
And set our minds on the truth of your goodness。
令我哋嘅心真系能够喺你嘅真理上面。能够更加的去完全的爱。
Aid us to quickly let go of our idols and repent of our sin.
帮助我哋，叫我哋舍弃我哋嘅偶像，同埋我哋去要去忏悔。
And renew this congregation and these people and all of us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我哋嘅会众，令我哋更加归向你。我哋咁样祈祷，奉耶稣基督名字求。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣名字求。Amen.
Amen. Thank you.